Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Tonight's first pitch, Mike DiNardo. A veteran of KYW News Radio for 40 years.
Final segment here on the Week in Philly, and Tuesday night was a special night for our own Mike DiNardo. He was honored at the Phillies game, got to throw out the first pitch that kind of set off what was just a wild night at the ballpark. Phillies ended up winning the game 7-6. Put everybody through a whole lot to get there. But we want to focus on the first pitch. And Mike, thanks for coming in here.
Happy to do it, Matt.
So this was something that was in the works for a while. I think you found out last week live on the air. Before we get to the pitch, how long did it take you to process that you were going to get the chance to do this? Because they hit you cold with it on the radio, right?
Absolutely. John Brazier from the Phillies was in here, and he said, to celebrate KYW News Radio's 60th anniversary, you, Mike, are going to throw out the first pitch.
Obviously, I've known you for 31 years, and you've been a treasure on KYW. I figured I'd give you a jersey, right? Because you deserve a Phillies jersey, and it has number 60 on it. And it says DiNardo on the back. I think I even got the spelling right.
You spelled it correctly.
So that is your jersey.
I was floored. I was shocked. I had no idea. I thought I was just interviewing him about the night and the ticket giveaway we were doing at the time.
And guess what?
What's that?
Well, you're going to need that jersey. You know why?
Why?
Because on that date, you, Mr. Mike DiNardo, are throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, my. What an honor. That's spectacular. I can't leave it short.
You can't. No,
it took a while to process. Even after that, I thought, well, why not one of our bosses? Why did they pick me? But John actually said it was his idea that I should throw out the first pitch that night. And I appreciate that. It's quite the honor.
Did you practice?
I had a catch on Sunday with my cousin for about 10 minutes, but on the night of the first pitch, no. We got a little tour of the ballpark, and then someone handed me a ball and said, when Dan Baker says your name, go out there. And so there was no warm-up at all. It's very ceremonial. You're just going out there cold.
So take us through the pitch.
I was, as they said, when Dan Baker says your name, just throw the ball. Because they have a routine that they want to go through. Dan Baker said my name, but then they said a whole lot of other stuff about me. They should have been talking about the station, but they talked about me.
Mike is a member of the Philadelphia Broadcast Pioneers Hall of Fame, past president of the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association.
I'm waiting to throw the pitch, and the fanatic is holding up his paws, saying, no, wait until the final introduction.
Helping to honor the 60th anniversary of KYW News Radio, Mike DiNardo.
The pitch came. I threw it. It went. It was off the plate. Some umpires may have called that a strike these days, but it was low and away. Fanatic kind of fumbled it and maybe didn't make a clean catch.
Probably cost you the called strike because he didn't catch it clean.
Well, no, it was off the plate. It was definitely off the plate, but still, it made there in the air. It made it all the way in the air, so I didn't bounce it.
Things like these first pitch, there is only really downside in the grand scheme because these are only remembered when they're terrible.
To be really honest, I mean, I was disappointed in the performance and the execution of that pitch. I wanted it to be a strike and it was off the plate. So that's what was going on inside. Outside, of course, you're smiling and you pose with the fanatic and you hold up the ball after the pitch and they take a lot of pictures and then they shoo you off the field because they have a ball game to play.
Did you run through disaster scenarios in your head? Did you let yourself go there like, just get it there. Don't let anything happen. I mean, you're a longtime softball. Like, this is not foreign to you, but it is different in this scenario.
Well, of course. I mean, as reporters, that's what we do, right? We envision the worst case scenario and then prepare for it. As you mentioned, I've been playing ball most of my adult life, so I was pretty sure I could throw the ball at least close to the fanatic. And again, you're throwing to the fanatic. You're not throwing to a human being. So you're not throwing full speed. You don't want to hit the fanatic in the snout with a 60 or 70 mile an hour ball or however fast I could throw the ball.
Were you nervous?
No, I actually wasn't. I was proud to represent the station on PAL nights and just working, covering games, had been on the field before, so and knew a lot of the people there, knew Dan Baker, so it really wasn't a nervous thing. I mean, I was honored, I was tickled, but it wasn't like I was shaking or anything like that. I was among friends.
Well, congratulations. This was really cool. Glad you got the chance to do this.
Proud to represent, Matt.
All right. KYW's Mike DiNardo, first pitch extraordinaire. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode produced by Sabrina Boyd-Circa and Brian Seltzer. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.